Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Czech economy was enjoying greater economic growth than most of its EU peers due to sound economic policies, openness to foreign direct investment, and global value change that helped lift productivity, employment, wages, and living standards, as the OECD noted in a December country report. So what is the outlook for 2021 and beyond? Well, the Czech Republic has for years also enjoyed among the lowest levels of government debt to GDP in the entire EU, alongside Estonia and Luxembourg. As such, the country was relatively well prepared for an economic crisis and could more readily afford perceptible increases in public spending than most. For 2020, the budget deficit was 367.4 billion crowns, a record high. Of that amount, 216 billion went to fighting and trying to alleviate the ill effects of the coronavirus pandemic, including compensating businesses, employees, and others. But while the Czech Republic can afford to run a budget deficit better than most, the government's spending during the crisis has been somewhat misdirected, so says Lukáš Kovanda, chief economist at Trinity Bank and a member of the National Economic Council.
As often noted, it is absolutely the biggest deficit in the country's history. We cannot be pleased with the situation, but the conditions did merit action. All advanced economies are in debt, so this is nothing extraordinary, but rather a debt restructuring. Still, I think it should have been done differently. For example, more money from state coffers went to the face masks for pensioners than for compensating the self-employed. It simply drew more attention. And though pensioners have been severely affected by isolation, self-employed people suffered more.
In its December report, before the approval of the Pfizer anti-coronavirus vaccine for use in the EU, the OECD had projected Czech GDP dropping by 6.8% in 2020, recovering by 1.5% this year, and by 3.3% in 2022, but remaining below pre-COVID-19 levels over the next 2 years. The consensus among analysts polled by the Czech news agency this week is that the 2021 budget deficit may even be higher, even when assuming that the COVID-19 pandemic abates as vaccination drives conclude by autumn. Meanwhile, the economist Lukáš Kovanda cautions that another wave of economic fallout from the pandemic will likely hit many businesses that weathered the storm in 2020. A year that saw the fewest companies registered in the Czech Republic go bankrupt since 2008, when the global financial crisis hit.
I think the impact will come this year, that the bankruptcies will come to the winding down of emergency measures of the state, the support of employees, the moratorium on loan payments, and so on. Last year, we bought some time by accumulating debt, but this year there will be no money for it. Therefore, from an economic point of view, this year will be worse.
A proto si myslím, že ten letošní rok bude z tohoto hlediska horší.
The silver lining, Mr. Kovanda says, is that despite some missteps, such as failing to take a longer-term view over the past 5 years of rapid economic growth to invest in things like healthcare and pension reform, as in the year 2008, the crisis in 2020 was an external one. So the Czech economy could rebound faster than now anticipated.